This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And we turn now back to the situation in Haiti. And joining us from the San Francisco Bay Area is Cameron Sinclair, Executive Director and co-founder of the organization Architecture for Humanity. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, guys. How
and,
are you?
Great. And we've been talking about the need for clean drinking water and medical care in the early going in Haiti in the aftermath of the earthquake this week. But there's also a need for shelter, and you've dispatched, I gather, a ground team of your sort of SWAT team architects to begin the task of rebuilding Haiti and Port-au-Prince. Describe, first of all, why Haiti needs architects right now and what architecture can do for humanity in a disaster.
Well, you know, we were recently in Haiti just a few months ago, ironically, to do a couple of buildings around post-disaster recovery. And while we were there, we were kind of horrified by the quality of construction, or so to speak, the lack of construction, and the need for kind of sound and strong buildings. And, you know, now more than ever, we need to look at the not just the recovery process, but the full reconstruction process, and how do you build housing stock and community structures that are not only for the next 5-10 years, but to mitigate for future disasters.
How do you involve the community in that process so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again in the rebuilding process?
Well, one of the big mistakes in the reconstruction process is kind of a top-down solution, which is you kind of fly in a team, you have a solution, you start implementing that solution without the community involvement. Architecture for Humanity is really a community-led reconstruction process where the families and the community are part of the design process and construction process as we go forward. Because without the buy-in and the empowerment of the community, there's no ownership. So it's vital to have their involvement.
And you're focused on schools and large-scale structures as much as housing at this point. Is it really true that part of your motto is you go where Anderson Cooper of CNN doesn't go?
Sort of. You know, part of that is that we tend to direct our services where communities have really been overlooked, both by governmental and international government agencies. So certainly after Hurricane Katrina, we were in the kind of towns and villages that were really hit by Katrina head on and didn't get the attention of the media. So we tend to find those communities that have been overlooked and find ways we can help them best.
What are the challenges you're facing right now before we go?
There's a lack of materials, there's going to be a lack of construction availability, and quite frankly, within about 3 to 4 weeks, the world's eyes are going to turn away from Haiti, and we're going to forget the sort of damage and the long-term need for solutions. And what happens is funding dries up, and anything you raised in the first few weeks is really what you've got to play with in terms of reconstruction. So it's raising a large amount of money very quickly so that we can look at not just the first month, but the first year and the first 5 years of the rebuilding process.
And that's the mission of Architecture for Humanity, focusing now on the rebuilding effort and creating a sustainable community that involves people in Haiti in that rebuilding effort. Cameron Sinclair, Executive Director of Architecture for Humanity. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.